Hey, reading freaks.
This is Kelly.
And this is Mavis.
And today's book is the very famous It Ends With Us by the one and only
Colleen Hoover.
Yeah. How do you say it? Colleen?
Colleen Hoover.
I say Colleen.
Colleen. It could be either. I don't know which one is correct.
We always have something with the author's name. And not even because she's famous do we know. Literally. You know, I looked up what she looked like, even though the picture's right here.
Didn't even know that's what she looked like.
Not because of this book. I think it was... maybe Verity?
Yeah, I mean, that was the only other book we read by her.
That I looked at it. I need to take another one by her today. Because I want to do another one.
I mean...
Or you have it online.
I have it online.
Okay, yeah. So... yes, so It Ends With Us. I feel like, if anything, just because of the title of this podcast, it might get one of the most views.
Could be.
Or, I mean, what is this? Listens?
Not views, yeah.
Sounds? I don't know.
I don't know.
The most activity, for sure. Whatever you're doing, whether it's casting it on your TV or hearing it in the car. I don't know. I don't even know where to start with this book. First, did you like it, Mavis?
I liked it. Did I like the way it ended? Not... Okay. I understood why it ended the way it ended. Mm-hmm. Did I wish the book didn't take the turn that it took? Yes. Because what's his name? I forgot his name.
Okay, so
I don't remember characters right now.
Yeah, let's go from the beginning. So we have Lily, who is the main character mm-hmm. in the story. She is portrayed as kind of very to herself. Mm-hmm. She is filled with personality, but she's just kind of like a private kind of girl. She goes through a lot. The book starts off with her father passing away, who she mm-hmm. had a very bad relationship with.
Yeah.
He was abusive, not to her, but to her mother.
Mm-hmm.
So she's, at the beginning, I feel like it was one character, and towards the end, I was reading, like, about another. Yes.
Yeah.
Character development here was a little weird for me, but it's fine. It wasn't, like, anything mm-hmm. crazy. And that's pretty much what Lily is. She's, like, in school, or she graduated to be some kind of business or administration kind of lady or
something
whatever.
Something like that, yeah.
She ends up opening up a flower shop, because that's what she's always wanted to do.
Oh, my God, try. You know, I read a book not so long ago that she also has a flower shop. But it's literally not the same.
Not at all.
That's funny. Oh my God, how funny.
That's okay. I'm going to go into that later. Because there's many characters in here that you can find literally
anywhere.
In any movie.
100%.
In any, right? I mean, yeah. Is it just me?
Yeah.
Okay. And then we have a little bit of her past. She has these old diary entries, which is where we get mm-hmm. a peek of her past and her, I guess, first love.
Mm-hmm. Atlas.
Atlas. You remembered.
I remember mm-hmm. Atlas.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys are Team Atlas or Team... What's his name?
I can't remember his name.
Ryle Kincaid. Ryle Kincaid.
That's right.
These names? Jesus. Definitely not from Miami.
No. I do like the other one.
Atlas? Yeah, Atlas.
Such
kinda
a pretty
like
name.
Atlas. That is I like saying it.
Yeah.
Atlas. Would you name your child Atlas, though?
Yeah, I would name my child Atlas.
Okay.
I feel like it's a very, like, gender, like, neutral name.
However, Atlas may become homeless if you name him Atlas. So Atlas is homeless. He is, like, a senior in high school. He's mm-hmm. not in a very good position. Lily meets him by pretty much through her window.
Yeah.
Seeing.
And school.
And school. They go to the same high school.
Mm-hmm.
And we learned all of this through the diary entries that kind of goes...
back in time.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Blast from the past.
Like, very young. Compared mm-hmm. to what she is now. Because in the book, she's like how old? Like 20?
I would say
21.
She's in her mid-20s.
Like mid-20s?
Yeah, because Ryle's older than her, and he's in his late 20s.
Yeah, he's like 28, 29. So
something
she must
like
be
that.
Like 25, 26.
Right. And he's a gorgeous neurosurgeon. I don't know why I said
that's
that.
That's right,
accent.
He is a neurosurgeon.
Yes.
And has money.
Yes, comes from money, and
yeah.
then makes money. Mm-hmm. And then we have Atlas, who, from her past, they lived, I don't know what city it was, but I know
I
that they
either.
Moved to Boston.
Yes.
So they live in another city, a small town in Maine right here. So they live in Maine. That's where she met Atlas. Their relationship grows pretty quickly. She takes care of him. She's kind of basically feeding him,
mm-hmm.
giving him clothes, making sure he has some kind of showers.
And it was a very private, like, friendship relationship.
Yes,
like,
mom and dad
did not know.
He was
would
sneaking,
sneak in.
Yeah, he would sneak in from the back of the house since she would see him through the backyard of
mm-hmm.
the house right behind them.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the relationship. It went on, I would say, for like a few months.
Yeah,
almost,
and so
maybe.
He...
Because
he graduated high school.
Right. His plan, Atlas, was to just go to the army. But before graduating, he ends up going to Boston with his uncle.
Mm.
He had a bad relationship with His mother, I would believe. His mother basically chose, like, his stepdad or something over her. Over him.
Something like that, yeah. I don't remember.
It was something along the line. I'm saying, all these characters, I don't
have to, like... Yeah, no, there's a lot. It's a lot.
It's a lot, but it's just all familiar without even, like...
Mm-hmm. Without really thinking about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's so weird to me. And now I'm thinking about other stuff that I was going to say that maybe is not true. Okay. So that's, I would say Atlas. He ends up going to the army. He comes out. He has a passion for food this whole time.
Mm, that's right. He's so, like a chef.
Right. He becomes a chef.
Did you know that restaurant is actually real in Boston? Like, that restaurant actually exists in Boston? Like, you know how in the book they give you an actual name of a restaurant?
Don't tell me that.
It's actually in Boston.
I was in Boston.
No, it's like, I'm about to go to Boston just for this restaurant.
I'm going to have to go again.
Let's go.
Oh, I freaking love that place. Do you want to describe Ryle Kincaid? And how she meets Ryo Kincaid. So she meets Ryo at a different time in her life.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we go back and forth. So Ryo's is like now in her, you present. Know. I think, what was it? They met him on a roof.
They were at a rooftop. She had just given, supposedly, a speech at her dad's
funeral.
But she really didn't. Yeah. Because she was supposed to say nice things about him
and she couldn't. Like, they could, no. She was like, that's not going to happen.
She's on there by herself and Ryo comes in.
Yeah, because he lives in that apartment, like, that building. Or his sister. Both of them do. Sister and him or whatever. They have a whole floor to themselves. Yeah, you know. To that type of money.
In Boston.
Yeah, in Boston. Yeah. Let's not forget Boston.
Jesus.
And pretty much, like, he comes in. He's, like, smoking.
No, her first impression is of someone, which is important to mention. What? Someone who came in very angry.
Oh, that's right. He was like, he hit like a chair.
He threw a chair. He kicked something else. And then he realized there was somebody there.
He was like, oh.
Then they talk. He's pretty much smoking weed. And then...
He's very like charismatic. He's very like tries. And then she's just there like, no. Like, she didn't want to talk. She had a rough day type of vibe.
Yeah, she had a rough... But by the time their first encounter ended, she was kind of like, oh my God, like, yeah. I just realized he's hot.
Uh-huh.
They definitely described him as someone who's hot.
100%.
And she didn't realize that till the end. I can
perfectly imagine Ryle's.
Me too. Typical. That's what I'm saying. Like,
no, typical.
Everything is like, it's so but typical.
But I actually don't remember how they described him. Does he have like dark hair? Does he have like dark hair? Does he have tattoos? Doesn't he have tattoos or something like that?
No, but that's how I imagine him.
No, I
don't imagine him with tattoos. I just imagine him.
Dark feature?
Yeah, dark features.
I think he has light eyes though.
White, yeah.
He has light eyes.
White, tall.
Mm-hmm.
Like medium build.
Yeah.
Literally, yeah. I hate myself. I'm not even attracted to the description. I just could imagine it so clearly.
So well.
Yeah. So then that's her first encounter. Then time passes and
I haven't read this book in a while, so
some money's left after her father passes away.
Mm-hmm.
Her mom or whatever ends up moving back to Boston. Like, not back to Boston. Ends up moving to Boston to be, like, near her. And she uses the money. She quits her job and she uses the money to open up...
A flower shop. I remember this. Yes. Then she, like, starts and it's, like, literally run down. There's absolutely nothing.
If you've never read this book, we're going in pretty detail right now of pretty much everything. It's very clear. It's not like... The plot and twists and turns will come throughout the podcast. So maybe just listen to the beginning to see if you're interested in it.
Yeah.
And we'll wait till the end to kind
of... But it's important. This flower shop is important because it creates a connection between characters.
Okay. Yes, that's why I was going in there. That's why I remembered to continue this. Another important character. So...
Ryle's sister.
I don't want to mention her as Ryle though, because that's not how she was introduced.
Yeah, what is her name? I forgot her name.
What is her name?
I could perfectly imagine her. I could imagine her so cute and bubbly.
I actually imagine her like bitchy looking, but being like the sweetest.
Yeah.
But she has. Oh no, Lily's the one who's like ginger. She's like blondish or something.
I can't remember.
I imagine her blonde. I already made up a whole character for me.
Whole description.
I can't. I'll look for her name. But anyways, Jenny?
Jenny. I don't know about that one.
Oh no, Jenny is her mom's name. I'm sorry. I'm going through the book and there's parts.
I don't remember her name for the life of me. Quinn is a sister. When she gets this flower shop,
it's a fixer-upper.
Yeah, no, like completely. And... The sister comes and doesn't she put a sign and she's like, oh, looking for somebody to work
or
something?
No, that sign was there from like
the previous owner.
And then she just came and she goes, so when can I start?
Yeah. Like, and she's like, what? And this girl, she just like did not care. Alyssa?
Alyssa. Yeah, because it's Alyssa and Marshall. Her husband.
And Alyssa pretty much just did not care. She was just down to do anything. She has money, so she was literally just there for her spare, like, just having a good time. Like, she did not care what
the job was. She was ready to work for free.
She just loved, like, the idea. She was like, I'm going to help you decorate and clean this up, and da-da-da-da.
She didn't want to be a housewife. That's kind of what I got. She wanted a life for herself. She wanted to do something.
Even if it was something, like small.
Because she was having troubles having a baby.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, so, Alyssa... I would say...
She's super cute.
Yeah, she's one of the
throughout the book, I loved her.
Yeah, I think she was essential. Like, I don't think the book would be the same without her.
No, I don't think so either.
I will say that. Yeah, the characters... I think that's why people love this book. Because you get really involved with the characters. Because if we could imagine them without, like...
Each other.
Doing so much. But the emotion, what goes into them, their personality, it's so easy to... Again, this lady knows what she's doing when she's writing these books.
No, she's a great author.
I literally... I can't say it's a bad book. And I'm going to easily say it's really not one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. But it's...
How do you not like it, though?
How do you appreciate what it does. Right? Like, there's a time when you're like, oh, let me watch, like, a sad sob story or a corny movie. Mm-hmm. And I was talking about that with my... do you know that there's, like, a Hallmark channel or whatever?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't even know it existed.
I've never seen it, but yes.
So, I was talking about that with my mother-in-law and Bella. That, like, they're just corny movies. But, like, that's what you watch them for.
Yeah, you want the sappy ending. You want the, like, you know how it's going to end, but you want to see it.
I don't, but...
I love it.
But that's why they're so famous. That's why they're so popular. That's why they blow up. Because of...
Because they're, like, it's what you like. It's what you want it to be for yourself, and it's not.
That's why I was going to get into this. Now that we spoke a little bit over the characters, that's it, right, for the characters?
Yeah, so, well, pretty much...
We didn't mention too much, but Ryo is an angry character.
Yes.
But you don't really... He has a dark past, though. We haven't said that. Ryo's past, and we're already a little bit towards the end, so if this is good for the people who haven't read the book, you could maybe stop now, because this is where it starts getting a little bit twisted. The first time Ryo met Lily, he tells her that he had a patient...
That's right.
...that was killed... by the sibling was accidentally shot.
Yep.
A child. We would say 6, 7, 8 years old, something around then. Right? Elementary age. And I think it's called school age. I don't know. Elementary age. And as time progresses, Ryo confesses to Alyssa because their relationship, they run into each other basically through Alyssa. And their relationship, I think it moved really, really fast. The relationship went from, like, dating to moving in to buying an apartment to we're married. They got married super quickly. Literally caught a flight, went to Vegas, got married, came back.
Yep.
And then she ends up being pregnant. Everything just happened really, really fast. And I love how sometimes they would ask her, like, oh, how long have you guys been together?
And she'll be like,
She'll be like, oh, it's like six. Barely? No, six, but we've known each other for a year. Like, something like that. And I'm like...
That's nothing.
Dating a stranger? Is that what I just heard? Whatever. We're not here to judge people's relationship because basically we were invested in it for a reason.
No, I was down. I was like, bring me someone.
So as time progresses...
Throughout the book, you definitely see that he has, like, anger. Like, at the beginning...
Well, I was
like,
going to say... No, as time progresses, he confesses to Alyssa that little boy he was talking about...
To Lily.
To... What did I say?
To Alyssa.
Why would he say it to his own sister? He confesses that... That patient or whatever, he had lied and that it was actually him.
Yeah.
He had shot his own brother,
when
he was younger accidentally.
Yep. And, like, traumatized him pretty much.
Yeah, you think that's why he was so angry?
I felt like he felt very... And I don't think... I think well, that was
he had
just
these,
his own
like,
character.
Lashed out?
No, I don't... No, I can't... I would not say that that was the only reason.
Why? You
I
think that's like, an excuse?
Not an excuse. Like, I can understand that it, like, hurts you, but not to be, like, constantly... Like, why are you constantly angry? I don't know. I feel like there's
the things
other
that
things.
Can happen... I don't know.
I mean, there's
because
trauma.
That's what I'm saying. That is more than enough trauma to create...
That anger?
A
lifelong... Could be.
Who knows what?
Domino
whoever
effect.
Who yeah, whoever I don't know, depending on the person how they take it.
Yeah.
But it's not like his mom and his dad had a bad background.
Mm-hmm.
Like he doesn't have anything besides that one thing that
one
he
thing
happened,
that happened
to do. So I think that's more than enough to be that angry. I don't think it's an excuse because you're full on adult, like go get help for God's sake, you're a neurosurgeon. Like if you're so smart and educated, you can go get help. You shouldn't be He turned out to be, I think, narcissistic.
Yeah. Which, God, I hated. I hated that his character developed into that. Whenever his character started getting, like... Because, obviously, she didn't want to be with somebody that reminded her of her dad. Because he was a very abusive person. Like, she saw
how abusive her father is. Yeah, and she ended up
in that relationship. And I remember the one part that, like, sticks out to me that I was like, no, no, was in the stairs when they were fighting. And he kind of, like, pushes her. And she falls and she, like,
blacks
has,
out.
Yeah,
she blacks
has
out.
A concussion she or whatever.
Up. That's when she wakes up.
Yeah, and then she goes, oh, what happened? And he goes, oh,
he lied.
Slipped.
Yeah, he lied.
Like, and I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Because I loved him. I felt like there was just, like, they had a good, like, chemistry and connection. And I was like, okay, we're doing good. And then these little things just, like, started popping up. And I was like, oh, fuck. It's not going to end well. But that's
Did
there
you
really
see
just,
it coming? I do remember that very vividly because he was literally like he slipped and she was like,
yeah,
no, like.
And the thing about like the magnet and the Atlas gift for the magnet.
Oh,
the
no,
fridge,
there was, I would say there was.
There's like a lot of little things that you saw.
There was I think there was 4 cases in which there was physical abuse.
Yeah.
Between Ryle
and Lily.
Yeah, but throughout all of this, Lily is also reading a little bit about her past, which includes Atlas. Lots of her diary entries had to do with Atlas. So I don't think she missed him or...
No.
In that moment that she was reading these things, it wasn't like she...
No, I don't think she missed him.
She was just getting, like...
Yeah. Just
and a lot remembering. Of emotions were coming up at the same time because in these same diary entries, it was her past with her parents. Things that she witnessed with her parents that
but
were traumatic.
But then she tried a lot to... Like, you know, like, pasarle la mano. Like, she was like, oh, like, it was an accident.
At like, the beginning?
Yeah.
Like, with Ryle?
Yeah.
She was like, there's no way.
No way that.
Because she would say, she was like, I saw it with my parents. There is no way that if this was actually true, I'd still be
I'd
here.
I'd still be, yeah.
She would tell herself, like, no. Like, I know.
It's a different situation.
I would
she
say
would tell
after
herself.
The second incident, she was
what
like.
What was the second incident?
I don't remember.
I know there was a couple that I was like, whoa.
There was the stairs. There was the wine.
The wine? Oh, that she's in, that they're in the kitchen, and yeah.
There's the wine, there's the magnet, and there's another one.
I think there's another one too, but I can't remember.
But I mean, one is more than enough. 100%. I think. Did you see the ending coming?
No, I truly thought he was gonna get help. Like I was.
Oh, now hoping. I get what you're saying. Like the book does what you want.
Well,
like
well, I don't want it. Like.
What you wanted
rooting,
it to happen.
Yeah, like, I was rooting for him to, like, because he was, he always felt so sorry, right? So you, like, a part of me was like, okay, like, maybe he doesn't realize this. Like, maybe he was gonna seek out help because he knows her past. Because she told him how her parents were.
I thought
were.
He was full of shit, though. I thought he was full of shit because not once was he like, I'm gonna get help.
I know, but, like, I kept,
are
like,
you kidding
waiting.
Me? Like, oh, I'm gonna get help. Or let me tell my sister. Or,
I
don't know, like. He was selfish. He was selfish.
No,
I think he was full of shit.
But I was rooting
you
for him.
You were hoping that, you know, he wasn't full
yeah,
of shit.
Yeah, I was rooting for him to, like, do that. So the ending, I was really like, fuck. But, like, I understood how, it, like, it made total sense.
But you didn't see it coming because of what you were hoping?
I kind of saw it coming.
Oh, okay. I was like, hold
but,
on.
But, like, I was like, I mean.
You were, yeah, you were.
I was hoping for a good. I mean, she did get a happy ending, technically. She
honestly,
ends up with Atlas.
It ended way better than I thought because I thought it was going to end. It's what you said, what we hope happens.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to end, like, really bad.
Really?
Especially since she was pregnant. I was like, oh my God, it's going to get twisted. It's going to get crazy.
Yeah, like he was going to do something, like, harmful.
But it honestly ended, like, any other corny movie. Even the scene in the end when I'm reading it, I'm like, I read this book for this ending. Like, are you kidding me? This is what you're gonna give me?
I know the ending when
this is what the people
she,
wanted though.
What is it when she's like with the baby in the stroller and
that's
then,
why that's that whole scene in the end that
yeah.
I'm reading and she's like, and then I walked down
and
the
it
hair
was to Atlas.
Is in my hair. And then he calls out to him. I'm like, wow, what a coincidence. Now she runs into Atlas in Boston.
Yeah.
In the middle of the city, right after she dropped off her baby and to her baby dad. Like, it was just...
Ugh.
I think it's what the people needed.
No, 100%.
I'm not the people.
I am the people. I am, indeed.
I'm not. I can't... The thing is, if you ask me to rate it, I'm gonna rate it easily.
No, it's...
A high number.
Mm-hmm.
But it just... You know what it is? I need these in my between breaks of, like, of my dark intense. And twisted. Mm-hmm. Because if not...
But this is our middle. Because we read Verity.
Okay.
And now our next is...
We can say it.
The Silent Patient.
Yes. Also, we're excited for Silent Patient because we are going to have
a special guest.
It's our first time having a guest.
Dun, 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 dun.
I'm so nervous for that. It's going to be so long. We're just going to have
We're going to try having a time.
We're going to pinch her.
Yeah.
No one's going to know. We're pinching her to shut up.
We're going to put some wine in her drink. It's going to be worse.
It's going to be way worse.
Way worse.
She's going to start jumping up and down.
Oh, my God.
So this is our medium. This is our medium. I think I would say it's a little more than medium.
I feel like if you don't...
I'm just glad that every character in its own way was interesting.
Yes.
So, like, for me, it was just the plot that was boring.
Really?
But...
I like these type of books, so for me, it was, like, fun. Like, I enjoyed it. I'm all for the sappy
romance. I enjoyed it, too, though. It was just...
But, you like, know what? How much plot can you have in a romantic book, bro? Not much.
That's what my thing is. Yeah. I know that there are books out there that have crazy romantic, like, I don't know. Am I toxic?
I think so. I mean, am I toxic for wanting Ryle to end up with her?
I don't know. Well, yeah, that is toxic.
Yeah, 100%.
That is toxic. I just realized, I was like, wait a second. You want her to end up with a guy that beat her?
It seems
accidentally,
bro.
Quote unquote.
No.
I think for me, it's just, I'm always expecting, especially with this one, obviously, I saw it in a lot of places. Mm-hmm. Everyone hyped it up really well, so I thought, okay, this is going to be the perfect book that gives me, like, my twisted, but also but the perfect amount of romance.
No.
This was twisted. It did have, I love that every character had...
Its own.
Their story. Atlas has a super sad. If anything, super. That's the one I felt the most. It was super, super sad. Ryle had something horrible happen to him. And then Lily had to witness her whole entire life something so...
So abusive and hurtful.
Abusive.
Yeah.
The thing is, I will say this. The things that happen in here and the people and the plots, they're probably a little bit more realistic.
Realistic than any other book.
They're probably a little bit more 100%. Realistic. Maybe it's dramatized for the romance and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But everything that happened, these cycles of abuse and things like that.
That is so common.
Think about it. It is very common.
So common. It happens all the time.
It's very common. So, again, how the heck am I supposed to rate this book like a 3? Anything lower than a 6? I can't.
No, 100%.
I can't. Because I know that it was well thought out with the intention.
I think the book also makes you realize like how toxic he was. Like, it makes you realize, like, how easily you could get trapped in those situations and those cycles and excuses, like, all the time.
So, I was hoping... That's another thing. I was hoping... I initially was going to say that. I was hoping to relate in some way to some character.
Mm-hmm.
But Lily had horrible, right? 100%. Ryle...
Horrible. Atlas,
nothing. Atlas. So, although I've had traumatic things happen to me, the feelings that went through the book, I couldn't relate.
Yeah.
So...
But they were also very realistic.
So, if anything, this just opens your eyes and makes you kind of wonder, like, maybe it's never happened to you, but maybe it's happened to a friend where she thinks she's not in an abusive relationship. Like, no, he didn't mean to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
No, maybe it wasn't physical. It wasn't physical, but maybe it's emotional. No, he didn't mean to say that. He was just really, really angry.
Yeah.
And it does make you realize how easy you can get stuck with that, even with a dark past.
Because you excuse it all the time.
Yeah. You see, that's why I like talking about these books, because I do come to some kind of conclusion of, I understand why it's such a great book.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just like, Kelly, this is what you wanted and you didn't get it, so it sucks. No, like,
there's the book. It had like a good point. Like, it had a good learning lesson. A good theme.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was something that made you be like, okay, like, I understand how this could happen.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So. I hadn't honestly thought about that until we started talking about it, if I'm being honest. So that's a cool thing. I don't know if there's anything else to mention for this book, if I'm being honest.
I don't have it in the time frame.
Okay, that's fine. I don't care about how long. I'm just thinking if there's anything else, because... It's hyped up. I feel like people are gonna hear it and they're gonna be like, how could she not talk about this? Or how she missed this, or she didn't think this was important.
Now, I'm sure there's a lot of little things, but
I honestly wanna post it today.
But I feel like everyone has or is in the process of reading this book. And yeah. I feel like TikTok hyped up this book so much because this is how I found this book.
I
don't even have
TikTok, but because I saw it, like, Instagram, and then you told me, and then I saw people, and I was like, okay, like, one, I have to read it because I really do enjoy anything she writes.
Yeah.
Hoover is great, and, mm-hmm. but I, maybe it could have been overhyped, too, for me. I had high
expectations. I didn't, because I had only seen on TikTok, and I had read other books from her, and I was like, all right, like, I like her as an author.
Okay.
So, like, I wasn't going in expecting
my other mistake, which I need to mention, is I read Verity before this.
Exactly. That's big. That's big.
I'm sorry, but...
Verity is...
Not that I was expecting them to be related, but I had a certain genre in mind for Colleen Hoover, and then I got this... Honestly,
no,
I'm more impressed with her, with the fact that she can do this so well, but she could also do that so well.
The thing is that I think Verity is, like, the one book that's so out of the spectrum for her. Oh, for real?
She doesn't have, like, more, like mystery murder books? No. Anything like that?
I haven't read any, and I've read a couple.
I thought November 9 was like that.
No.
It's not a mystery?
No, not really. No, not at all. It's more of like, no, it's definitely like this. It has its, like, twist. It has its thing.
Like this one?
Yeah. Or more? But a little bit. I think a little bit more. Could be. Maybe. I don't know. But,
I didn't find another one.
Nothing like Verity. Like, no. Nada. At all.
Okay. I have to see. Now that I know, I'll go with it. I'll go read her books with a different mentality.
Yeah, no.
That's for
sure. They're definitely calm. You're not going to find anything like Verity by her.
This took me a while to read.
Really?
Yes, because I was like... Like, I read Silent Patient way quicker.
Oh my god, no. I feel like Silent Patient took me so long.
It's because it's a slow book, though. Okay. Oh, anyways, so what are we rating? We're already starting the next one. What are we rating? It Ends With Us.
Like, an 8.
I see people say 10 out of 10. I'm like,
okay. Okay, like, truly, if I really, like...
Be honest with yourself. Talk about it with someone. And then rate it. Come tell me what you're rating it. But everybody, 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10. I'm like...
I mean, when okay. I first read it, I rated it 10 out of 10.
For real?
Yeah, because I was like, it's a great book. Like, it's such an easy read. You know?
But you see how when you talk about it, you're like, okay, hold up.
It has its things. You're like, 100%.
Okay. What would you change about it? What is it? Why is it not a 10 now?
I don't know.
Is it just because you heard me?
No, I feel like, I don't know, the ending just, I didn't like the ending. I understood the ending, but I wasn't okay with it. I wish that, like, Ryle, like, there was a better way, like, maybe not together. Like,
I wanted a more unexpected ending. That's the only thing I could say. But that's the thing. I think everyone can agree.
That.
It was unexpected. No, because I'm sure that there's people out there that are Team Atlas. Could that be. That were like, yes, that's exactly
what I didn't feel like that. I just wish Ryle, like, his character ended another way, like, that he, like...
I wanted some crazy shit, like, she ended up with both of them or something.
Oh.
like something, like, Jesus. That's the thing. This is real life. In real life, this is probably how it would go.
Shit, I would have loved to end it with both in real life. They both have their pros and... What? Pros and cons. I don't know. I just wish...
You would rate it an 8?
I would rate it an 8.
This is a hard one for me. I would rate it like a 7.
7? I knew it.
A 7.
I knew it.
Because I know it can be a low number. Like,
no, yeah.
I'll literally be dumb.
No.
I'm sorry for anybody who thinks this book is like a 3.
No, I'm sorry. Who? Who would ever?
But I have to. 7. 6 is like. No, it that's doesn't sound right. It. That's pushing
that's,
it.
That's bad.
So 7, I think is fair.
I think that's a good number.
I think it's fair.
I was between 8 and 7.5.
I just wanted an ending that would just leave me like...
like wanting more.
Yes, that's wanting what more. I look for. That is what I look for. Yeah. I look for something that is... I look for a plot twist in the plot twist.
See, but I think that's why we liked Verity so much. Because the ending left you like, huh? Like, it wanted... Oh, you wanted more.
I'm sorry, but Verity is one of those books that I need movies, I need...
Well, supposedly they're gonna do a movie. Series. They're gonna do a movie supposedly with this one.
You see, I'm not watching that.
Oh my god, I'm gonna rewatch that shit like 100 times.
I'm not watching that. Same thing with 50 Shades of Grey. Like, ¿qué fue eso? What was that? Oh, Jesus. But no, like, if they make a movie about this, I'm probably not watching it.
Oh my god.
Unless you, like, make me or something, like, oh my god, you have to watch it.
Like, I won't go to the movies with it.
Unless
like,
the movie, they do the twist that I want.
Unless they both kill each other.
Oh my god. Yes, and then the baby grows up, and she's in the same cycle. But then she's reading this diary.
And then, oh.
Do you see where my mind goes?
Pulling like, over. Holla at your girl.
I got ideas. I don't know if anyone's ready for them, but I'm ready. Okay. So, yeah, I'm going to rate it a 7.5. Our next one.
Oh, so 7.5, not 7? You went up 0.5.
7. Let me chill. I'm getting too excited 7. Here. 5. No, 7. It's, you know what it is? I'm already like, okay, I can't come. I'm thinking about our next episode. I'm excited. Okay, anyways, this is hard. You guys have no idea what we go through during the week or when we finish the book. Mm-hmm. We could just say like finished, done.
That's it. Next, when are we getting together?
That's it.
It's all we say. Okay. Like yesterday we were in the restaurant, we were like,
We had the plot. That's as far as we could go. It's so good as a refresher.
Because we had Nick as our special guest, and he was there like, what are you, the fuck are you guys talking about?
But he figured it out.
He figured...
In less than man a said, second.
Oh, and I was like, huh?
You know what it is?
What do you mean?
You know what it is?
It's that cop mentality.
It's that cop mentality.
I can't stand any of them.
Yeah. If there's anything to be investigated or... Uh-huh. I don't know. It was good. That book was good. And that one didn't even have crazy twists, but I liked it more than this one.
Oh, really?
Yes. 100%. Okay. Hmm. All right. So, it's just the darker, the better for me.
I can tell.
Because...
For me, the happier the ending, the happier.
The better. For real? If all books are happy endings, then why read it? Like, you already know how it's going
to
end.
But I want it, because that's how I want my life to be, happy ending. I don't want nobody freaking killing their wives by suffocating them. Like, I don't want that.
Yeah, but my life is happy. Like, my life is already happy. My life is already, like... I don't know, like, I don't see why, like, if I'm happy and then I read happy, like, okay, where do we go from here? Like, it's not entertaining because my mind is already in happy? These places. Yeah, like, it's...
Wow, that's good for you.
I really feel that. I'm sorry, I just said maybe this wasn't happy. So we're done for today.
Oh, my God.
Maybe this is not unhappy. I just want to put that out there.
Yeah,
we're going to have to read another philosophical book after this one. Oh, God.
The four, what is it called?
The four agreements.
The four agreements. Good.
That's not our next one. But no. That one is very easy to talk about. Good. Honestly, people don't even have to read that one. We could just literally talk about it.
Yeah, kind of like we did with the 101 essays.
Yeah, that one we could literally give you a book summary and you... You could tell someone what the book was about and understand it and feel it.
You could start giving philosophical advice to your peers.
I don't know about all that. Don't do that because people are going to start wiping their ass with what you say. All right. So, yes, we are going to be posting pretty soon the next one. I know we took a while. The last one was posted on January 14.
Really? Today's,
yeah, we're going to be posting this one.
Well, 10 days later. It's not bad.
Yeah, it's about like 10 days later. No. We're not posting it today. Remember, we posted on Friday.
Oh, that's right.
Right. So this one will be posted 2 weeks later. The last one we also took 2 weeks. We're going to try to be a little bit more...
Better.
Frequent.
I'm sorry. Now I'm like a Heat Girl fanatic, so I don't got time to read.
You can read at the game. There's breaks.
At the game.
Okay. What? I read...
During pause? What is it called? During timeout?
Someone has to stop me from reading when I drive.
Oh, no, I cannot read while I drive. I get...
I won't do it.
I have headaches. I get headaches when I'm, like,
in motion. Your girl has vertigo and she'll still do it.
Oh, my God.
No, I'll read in the car. I'll read, like, waiting for food. I'll read, like...
I read while I'm in bed. Like, that is my time.
That's it?
Yes.
I don't know. I could only read, like, 15 minutes max in bed.
Really? The other day, I literally stayed up to, like, 2 a.m. reading
because during my lunch break. Okay, we don't have to say this on the podcast.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
All right.
I'm saying it. All right, guys. So, we'll catch you on the next one. We hope you enjoyed the video. You enjoyed this episode. Podcast. I'm sorry if we didn't reach your expectations. I'm glad if we did. If you felt the same way, if you were team Ryle like Mavis, let us know. If you were team Atlas, let us know. If you were team kill everybody.
And be single and be happy,
let us know. If you're a man listening to this and you're single and you're into books, let Mavis know. All right, we're done. We're clearly over it. We're done. Okay. All right, we'll see you guys on the next episode. Thanks for listening.
Bye.